Tonight we will explore the role and evolution of the double bass in the tango orchestra. My name is Charles Livia, your host, and welcome to Noche de Tango. In our first tanda tonight, we will listen to Astor Piazzolla's Contrabajissimo in Liber Tango. This piece serves not only the purpose of showing off the bass in tango, but this piece has been used as a gateway piece to introduce tango to classical bass players. Now let us listen to Astor Piazzolla Contrabajissimo in Liber Tango, performed by the bass player Quicho Diaz.
Thank you.
The second tanda tonight, we will listen to the newest album by the tango bass player Pablo Aslan, and that album is Contrabajo. In this album, Aslan highlights the many sides of the bass in tango, going from being the soloist to the true foundation of the ensemble, since there is no piano in this album. This album shows fully the versatility of this instrument. Now let's listen to the pieces: Riendo Suelto, Reflejos, Contratengo, Tengo Guajira, and La Comparsita, all from his 2018 album Contrabajo. Thank you.
Thank you.
In our final tanda, we will highlight a few pieces from the golden age of tango that shows off the bass. The orchestras of Francisco Canaro and Osvaldo Pugliese did just that, with Canaro's bass player being Leopoldo Thompson and Pugliese's bass player being Anceto Rossi. Now let's listen to the pieces Corazón de Oro and La Jumba.